It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Nadia Hamdan. Every year, the city of Austin comes out with an annual environmental assessment. It takes a look at everything from air quality to the condition of Austin's waterways. And in it, you can find some interesting tidbits about environmental challenges facing the city. KUT's Mose Bouchel has looked through the report, and he joins me now to talk about it. Hi, Mose.
Hey, Nadia.
So what stuck out in this assessment?
Well, there are a bunch of big picture things, like water quality seems to be generally improving in creeks and rivers. That might be because of more rain we've had the last few years. The city's reduced its carbon footprint between 2013 and 2016. That's the last year the report gives.
Really?
Yeah, it says in every category but one, we've either reduced or at least not increased our greenhouse gas emissions. That one category where it's gone up is industrial output. It's gone up over 60%, but it's still a pretty small share of the total amount of emissions that we create.
So was there anything in here that surprised you?
Yeah, actually there was. There was some interesting stuff about the city's environmental legacy that was new to me. There's a section in here on, I guess, what you'd call like a cave cleanup program the city runs. It turns out all around the west side of town, there are these underground caves that were filled in by Austin's early farmers and ranchers. So I asked Chuck Lesniak about that. He's the city's environmental officer. He helped compile this report.
Ranchers worried about their animals falling into these caves, and so a lot of times they would fill them in. Or they filled them in to provide more level farmland, you know, area that they could then farm.
So yeah, a lot of times they just threw their garbage in there. And now the city's reopening these caves. It's more than just a cleanup, he says. This will allow better water flow from the rains to get in the ground and recharge the aquifer.
And what about more current environmental problems?
So a lot of this report seems to want to highlight progress the city's making. It might not be as comprehensive about the bad news that's out there. But there is a section about the environmental response team that I thought was kind of interesting. So the city has this 24-hour hotline. People can call if they see like a spill or some kind of pollution. And last year in Austin, it turns out there was a pretty significant spill of milk sludge. Which I didn't even know what that was. But Lesniak says it's a sludgy byproduct of processing milk.
It came from the processing plant. And it was a solid, this sludge, it was like a solid material that got into a storm sewer pipe. It was washed down through the storm sewer into a nearby creek.
So from there, it got into the Colorado River. And he says the city was alerted and managed to get the company to contain it and clean up the spill.
Is that a common thing?
Well, yes, yeah, spills are all too common, but most of them aren't milk sludge. The report says that about half of spills in the city are either sewage or petroleum.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Mose.
Hey, no problem.
If you want to read more, you can always go online to KUT.org.